80 countries called, jointly called on Sunday for the territorial integrity of Ukraine to be the basis for any peace agreement to end Russia's war. But some key developing nations at a Swiss conference did not join. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Sunday that Russian President Vladimir Putin is not ruling out talks with Ukraine, but guarantees need to be put in place to ensure the credibility of any such negotiations, it said. While U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Sunday he was dismissing a peace proposal presented by Putin as unreasonable, saying meeting Moscow's demands would make Kyiv even more vulnerable to further aggression.
No responsible nation can say that is a reasonable basis for peace. It defies the UN Charter. It defies basic morality. It defies basic common sense.
The summit comes as Russian forces have been making modest territorial gains in eastern and northeastern Ukraine. The Israeli military says it is holding daily tactical pauses in the military activity in parts of southern Gaza to allow more aid to flow into the enclave. We hear more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
The army said Sunday the pause would begin at 0500 GMT and remain in effect until 1600 GMT. It says the pauses are to take place every day until further notice. The pause is aimed at allowing aid trucks to reach the Israel-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, the main entry point for incoming aid, and travel safely to a nearby highway to deliver supplies to other parts of Gaza. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Apologies. It was Tommy McNeil. German police said on Sunday that they shot and wounded a man who was threatening them with an axe and a firebomb in the northern city of Hamburg before a 2024 soccer tournament. This is VOA News. Pilgrims perform the last major ritual, the Hajj, or which is the stoning of the devil.